This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Ethiopia's Tigray region wants a full withdrawal of troops from Eritrea and the neighboring state of Amhara before it can engage in any talks with the federal government about a ceasefire, it said in a statement on Sunday. The Tigray People's Liberation Front, or TPFL, the regional authority driven out last year by Ethiopian forces and troops from neighboring Eritrea, returned to the region's capital, Mekele, last week to cheering crowds. Their return was followed by a unilateral declaration of a ceasefire by Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed's government, a move dismissed by TPFL spokesperson as a joke. The group dominated the central government for decades before Abiy came into power in 2018. His government has been battling the TPFL since late last year after accusing it of attacking military bases in Tigray. Thousands have been killed and more than 400,000 people in the region are now facing famine, and there is risk of more clashes in the region despite the ceasefire by the federal government, the United Nations warned on Friday. China's Cyberspace Administration said on Sunday it had ordered smartphone app stores to stop selling the ride-hailing firm app Didi after finding it had illegally collected users' personal data. Didi responded by saying it would make changes to comply with rules and protect users' rights. An investigation into Didi was announced Friday, 2 days after the firm began trading on the New York Stock Exchange. Didi offers services in China and more than 15 other markets and gathers vast amounts of real-time mobility data every day. It uses some of the data for autonomous driving technologies and traffic analysis. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News.